The problem of Mexican drug traffickers turning national parks and other public lands into sophisticated marijuana growing operations is no longer confined to the West. That's according to David Spakowitz of the Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation.
California was severely impacted starting in about 2000, about 2004. We started seeing a slight migration towards the Midwest, and there was a 9,000 plant grow last year that was seized in the Nicolet National Forest in Wisconsin, and now we have an 8,000 plant grow seized in the Navarino Wildlife Reserve. There was a 500 plant marijuana seizure on public land in suburban Milwaukee. It's all over the state.
Last summer in Rock County, hunters stumbled on around 1,000 plant marijuana grow on very remote private lands next to public hunting grounds. Rock County Sheriff Robert Spoden says it was the first of its kind there.
Most of the grows that we have seen were done by individuals that lived here locally that were doing it for either their own personal use or to gain some small amount of money. But something at this level was shocking to me.
Spoden's officers found the criminals had created four distinct marijuana growing work sites by cutting down an acre of trees. The stumps were painted green to avoid aerial detection. A well and irrigation ditches had been dug to water the plants. There were huts, cooking supplies, a cell phone with numbers from Mexico and the West Coast. And there was marijuana. Rock County Sheriff's Captain Todd Christensen says it was high-quality stuff.
I've never seen anything like that before. I've seen grows, but no plants like that. I've never seen them that healthy, that high outside.
That find is consistent with many others that have been discovered since then on public lands. Spakowitz of the DCI says these high-grade plants fetch premium prices anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a pound, which is why criminals are making this their full-time job.
These criminals are living on the site tending to their plants. That's what they do. That's all they do because of the profit that can be made with this marijuana. And this is very high-grade, high-quality marijuana that they're growing. If you grow it in Wisconsin or you grow it in the Midwest, you don't have to grow it in Mexico and transport it all the way up to Wisconsin for resale where you risk where there's increased transportation costs and you risk apprehension by law enforcement. So if you grow it here, your profit margin increases significantly.
For those who cherish Wisconsin's public lands, there are many concerns. There's the environmental consequences as trees are cut down, water is diverted, and chemicals are used in sensitive areas. And there's new danger. Just a couple weeks ago at a 2,000-plant marijuana grow found in the Tiffany Wildlife Area in Buffalo County, there were remnants of booby traps, similar to large rat traps and ropes hanging at neck level. Buffalo County Sheriff Mike Schmidneck says the public needs to be aware.
These hunters and fishermen and trappers are the ones that go into these areas. If they come across something that's suspicious, like a grow, or see something that, hey, this isn't right, back out the same way you came in and notify your local law enforcement.
It's this advice that authorities and the DNR are working to spread. And with marijuana cropping up on public lands across the state, authorities say they'll step up surveillance in an effort to try to keep Wisconsin's precious resources from turning into dangerous places. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.